This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. To really understand Chinese culture, you have to be able to speak Chinese. And as you may know, I speak Mandarin, you know, conversational Mandarin. I learned how to speak Chinese when I lived in Taiwan. Taiwan is the, sometimes I call it the Texas of Asia. Taiwan is the free republic. And China is the evil communist globalist regime that frankly must be defeated. And that's the subject of this podcast here. But I wanted to start by saying why you have to speak Chinese in order to understand the Chinese. You know, speaking Chinese, you have to learn, frankly, a different way of thinking. Chinese grammar and Mandarin linguistics is structurally different than English. Many things are different. The way Chinese think is different. For example, in English, you have pronouns such as he and she, right? You say, he went to the building or whatever. He went to his car. He's driving his car. In Chinese, there is no he or she. They use an article or a pronoun that's pronounced ta, and you say, ta kai ce, means he's driving his car, or she is driving her car. It's the same. There is no he or she. There is no gender differentiation in Chinese. It's just ta. At the same time, China puts a lot of emphasis on family ties, so there are different ways to designate the mother's side brother and sister versus the father's side brother and sister, or the mother's your sons, you know, like nieces and nephews on different sides of the family, and so on. You have terms in Mandarin Chinese like bōmu and bōfu, and many others. Actually, I never memorized all of them. There's like crazy numbers of terms about the family ties. So Chinese put a lot of emphasis on social standing. And the reason is because it is a social hierarchical civilization. I mean, China goes back thousands of years. They are one of the main civilizations that rose up through world history. You know, 5,000 years of Chinese history, more than that, actually. But they are a social hierarchy. And as such, Mainland China, communist China, believes in kind of a kingship or a dictatorship. They actually believe that there are superior people who can rule over you. And across communist China, they do not believe in speaking out against their own government. And that is why they are enslaved, by the way. And I've always been shocked by this because, of course, I'm an outspoken person, but America was founded by outspoken people. You know, it's the American spirit. It's rugged individualism and much more. Plus, I'm a Texan on top of that. And Texas is all about self-sufficiency as well. But in China, it's all about depending on the state. It's that the government is your savior. And under communism, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in self-sufficiency. They don't believe in anything other than the power of the state. And those few who try to break away from that kind of belief system are, of course, often arrested, executed, organ harvested. You know, this is what the Chinese government does. They arrest you and they steal your organs. This is the kind of thing that they do openly. Well, maybe not openly, covertly, but repeatedly. I mean, they do it. They arrest people out in the open. They just harvest their organs and they have a black market organ, you know, organ transplant industry and organ sales industry that is quite substantial. Now, why do the Chinese people put up with this kind of tyranny? Because it's part of their culture. And if you go back to 1949 and 1950 and so on, the Cultural Revolution, the Maoist Revolution, was a communist takeover. And this is a time when Chiang Kai-shek, who became the leader of Taiwan, he was fleeing China because the communists had masses of people who were murdering the pro-liberty individuals under Chiang Kai-shek, and Chiang Kai-shek had to flee to Taiwan. And then he and others, I'm kind of glossing over some of the details here, but they set up, you know, like Sun Yat-sen and others, they set up Taiwan as kind of sort of like the rebel outlier island nation, where they had hoped they would go back and take over communist China at one point. And that's why to this very day, Taiwan, they call themselves ROC, the Republic of China, because Taiwan claims that they are the rightful leaders of all of China to this day. Whereas China claims that they are the rightful owners of Taiwan, that they say Taiwan is simply a territory of China. And they've even pressured and convinced the U.S. airlines to remove Taiwan from all of their flight schedules and maps and magazines and everything to talk about Taiwan as an independent nation. They forced the U.S. airlines to refer to Taiwan as a territory of China. That's how mean and bullying China has become. But if you go back to 1949, to continue that thought, you had the communist Maoist revolution. China murdered people who were pro-liberty. China murdered millions of people. I mean, the Chinese government, on the record, even they state that historically they killed, 85 to 100 million of their own people. This is part of the record of communist China. This is the historical record. They murdered at least 85 million people. And which 85 million people did they murder? Academics. They murdered educated people. They murdered individuals who were pro-liberty. They murdered people who spoke out against the communist regime. They murdered the freedom population of China. They exterminated them. And that is why, to this very day, most of the people who are still alive in China, who continued on with the gene pool, are people who are obedient to communism. And that's why, if you go visit China today, you are tracked everywhere. You have to fill out forms to tell the government which hotel you're staying in. They have to constantly know where you are. You can't move hotels without government permission. You can't go into certain sections of the city without government permission. You have to have a permit for everything. And half the people that you encounter are government spies. No joke. They're government spies. And they're all, it's a narc type of society. It's like the Stasi SS are everywhere. The Chinese regime has total control over society. And of course, who's helping them? Google and Facebook. And, you know, all the tech giants are helping China continue their evil regime of totalitarian control and censorship so that none of their citizens could ever rise up and demand freedom. Remember the 1989 Tiananmen Square incident where the students wanted freedom? The students rose up and that young man stood in front of the tanks. Well, did you know that most of those Tiananmen Square activists were murdered by the Chinese government? You never heard that part, did you? Most of them were murdered. Some of them were imprisoned. Some are still in prison from that day, from 1989. But most of them were simply murdered, executed, because the Chinese government crushed freedom there, just like they are now crushing freedom everywhere around the world. Now, in the United States, China has infiltrated the universities. They now run many left-wing universities in America. China has infiltrated Hollywood. They run Hollywood. They determine what messages go into the movies. I mean, it's incredible. China has infiltrated Congress. China has infiltrated the tech industry and steals intellectual property secrets, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of such secrets every year. China had infiltrated the government at the highest levels with Obama. Obama was complicit with China, set up a situation that allowed China to steal the military personnel records of, I think it was 21 million, or was it 25 million? It was over 20 million U.S. military personnel. All their data. Obama allowed that to be stolen by China. China has infiltrated industry. You know, they now control what the airlines say. It's incredible. And China is controlling the internet. Apple has turned over its technology, the keys to its encryption, to China, so that China can now read all of the so-called encrypted messages and encrypted iPhones, China can read them all. Now, because Apple gave China encryption keys and its whole data center so that China could spy on its own citizens who use iPhones. Isn't that just astonishing? So you have all these tech companies now, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all complicit with evil communism, Red China communism, a government that murdered at least 85 million people. These tech giants are thrilled to cooperate with a regime that murdered 85 million of its own people, and that doesn't bother Google. Think about the level of evil required for that. Doesn't bother Google one bit. And they're building a special search engine for China now that just censors everything the government once censored. And Google has that technology because they built it and they deployed it in the United States. And that's why everything they don't want you to see in America is also censored. That's why you can't find information through Google about natural cures for cancer or the dangers of vaccine ingredients or the truth about World Trade Center 7 building on 9/11 or any other topic that is of great importance. It's all been censored. It has all been covered up algorithmically, meticulously, through technology that is built by Google to be deployed in a communist regime that has murdered perhaps as many as 100 million of its own people. You think Google would mind if, let's say, 50 million conservatives in America were executed? No, Google wouldn't mind one bit. If there were mass murder across America that wiped out all of their political enemies, they would cheer it. And they would ban any news that argued against it. That's how evil Google is. I mean, these people are beyond criminal. These people are demonically evil, inhuman, and they're complicit with China. Now, while the left-wing media says that Russia is the threat to America, I know the real threat is China. And I know this because, again, I speak Mandarin Chinese, or at least enough of it. I lived in Taiwan. I toured throughout Southeast Asia. I used to give talks on computer security in places like Hong Kong and Malaysia and Singapore and Taiwan. And I know I've had firsthand experience. Again, I lived in Taiwan. I was a resident, permanent resident of Taiwan. And I've interacted with these people in their language. I understand Chinese culture. I understand it. And I know enough about their history to know how things came to be the way they are today, to be a totalitarian, evil, communist regime in China. And you know what? The big takeaway from this is that the people always get the government they deserve. The reason China is such a totalitarian police state is because the people tolerated it. The reason Taiwan is more free is because the people of Taiwan demand more freedom. The reason America is more free, although, of course, we're under assault, is because the American people demand more freedom. So you're going to get the level of tyranny that you put up with. You understand? And that's why you speaking out and me speaking out, this is the process by which we protect and defend our freedoms. And we must defend ourselves against communist China, which is attempting a global takeover. And if you don't speak out, if you don't stand up, if you don't take legal and lawful action in the name of peace, in the name of civil liberties, in the name of individual rights, you will be overrun. You will be steamrolled. If you just sit back and do nothing and just acquiesce to the demands of totalitarian government, you will be made into a slave. You will be overrun just like the people of China. And you will wake up one day soon and find yourself enslaved in a regime that is so evil and so nefarious that you will have no option to even explore freedom anymore. Your First Amendment will be stripped away. Your Second Amendment will be gone. Your Fourth Amendment will be history. Even your Fifth Amendment, you won't have the right to remain silent. You will be prosecuted, demonized, executed without a trial at all, just by being accused you will be destroyed. And this is what they're doing now to Alex Jones. Just by accusing Alex Jones of all these horrible things, by the way, which the media invented. They said Alex Jones shoved a child. The video clearly shows somebody else is not Alex Jones. That doesn't even resemble Alex Jones, by the way. Not even the same person, but they made it up and they said it's Alex, even though it's a guy who's like 25. Doesn't even look like Alex. Not even close. But they said it's Alex so they could demonize Alex, so they can ban and censor him and destroy his voice using this subterfuge and this deception. And this is a communist-style tactic that's being used by CNN. This is a communist tactic. Do you understand? This is what Red China does to people right before they execute them. It is so dastardly. It is so dangerous what is unfolding now in America. That is why we must stand up and stop it. And that's why I'm going on the record right here and saying every day, I mean, I wanted to be a guy just focused on health, healthy living and health food and pesticide testing for groceries. I would have been more than happy to spend my life doing that. But no, they want to ban and censor my work and the work of others, and they want to destroy the truth. They won't allow any accurate scientific information about the composition of vaccines. They censor and ban all of this stuff. And then they demonize people like myself or Alex Jones, who are trying to warn people about the dangers of bad medicine and the dangers of food, the toxic food supply. We're the ones who get censored. We're the ones trying to save lives. Don't you get it? We're the ones standing up for humanity. It's incredible. And yet we get censored. So that's why I'm standing up. Because at this point, I know it's all or nothing. If we don't stand up and fight right now and demand freedom of speech and demand our right to exist and to participate in the online world, then we won't just be censored. We will be arrested and executed. Do you understand? This is a communist model. Will be imprisoned or executed, China style. That's what they want. They want to execute Alex Jones. And they're trying to indict him in the public space like a lynch mob, like an actual lynch mob, so that they can justify murdering Alex Jones. They first have to demonize him so there's public support for the murder and the censorship and the criminalization. And yet the demonization is rooted in falsehood all the way. That is what is so extraordinary about what's happening in our time right now. So that's what's at stake, folks. The way that you can support all of us is to use our platforms. Go to real.video. Real.video. That's the YouTube alternative. And that's where you can find the truth. And read my website, naturalnews.com. Watch my show on Infowars.com. It's called Counterthink. It airs every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. Visit Infowars.com or NewsWars.com, or check out one of my other websites, NewsTarget.com. Spread the word. Talk to people. You're going to be censored if you try to share any of these links on Facebook. We know that in advance. We know you're going to be censored, but email people links. Talk to people. Give people websites to go to. Encourage people to wake up. This is how we win. Because if you don't win, you're going to wake up and you're going to find yourself a slave in an authoritarian, murderous regime run by the same communists that murdered 85 to 100 million of their own people. You think they won't murder you? You're wrong. They will absolutely murder you. If you don't want to be murdered, if you don't want to be ruled by authoritarian tyrants, if you don't want to be force-fed toxic medications and vaccines and be euthanized under the government death panels, then you better stand up and you better start fighting for our right to speak, which includes your right to speak, because it's all coming down. Be ready to defend America. Be ready to defend the First Amendment. Be ready to defend your existence in this society, because the Holocaust is coming. The next Holocaust. You know, the Holocaust murdered 6 million Jews. what the left wing wants to do in America today would dwarf that by a factor of 10. They want to murder 60 million Americans, at least, in the name of equality and tolerance. That's how incredibly dangerous these people are. Do not let them win. Do not let them gain power. Vote against Democrats at every election and support freedom of speech on the internet. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.